This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Dave's going to tell you a story because I can't speak.
Okay.
Make me do more Marge things because I think
unfortunately, I want you to like actually save your voice so you can actually be here next week.
Well, I will be here because I've 3 days off now, so the sickness has come just before I meant to enjoy myself fecking typically, and I'll probably be perfect by Tuesday, so I think we should have fun with it. What do you want me to say with my rare real raspy sexy?
I want you to say, I just think they're neat. That's very good American accent. Doesn't sound like Marge though.
I just think they're neat.
That's so good. Unreal. Well done.
Anything else for me?
I don't know a lot of Marge quotes. I feel like she talks about potatoes there and she's like, "Mom, why do you love potatoes so much?" And she's like, "I just think they're neat." But I can't think of any Marge. I'm sorry.
Homie.
That's very good.
Is it?
I'm off the clock, man. I understand. I've absolutely wasted all of my energy this week on this show.
I know. I'd agree.
Every bit of energy I have has been on this show.
We're going to go sleep separately and we'll talk to you later on. Have a fantastic bank holiday
weekend.
Enjoy
it. Good luck.
It.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello.
What's going on? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Thank God for that. Welcome to the weekend. Although it's starting off a little bit, I'm a little bit annoyed the way it's starting off.
Why? Why?
So I'm after getting this like gift, this Pure gift on my desk, right, this morning. And it's from a company called Tipple, right? And basically what they specialise in is like, you take it before you go on a night out and then you take it after you come home from the night out and then the next day you'll feel fine.
Oh God, I didn't know where you were going there. Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, why was I the only person that got sent this? is this my character? Is this what PR companies think? I'm going out too much and they're like, we need to help him.
Yourself.
Yeah, we need to help him. Well, he sounds crap the next day on the show.
I think you talk about your going out antics quite a lot in the show, which is absolutely fine. But I don't think you're a problem, no.
No, okay,
I think you're absolutely fine.
I was like, I haven't gone out since last Friday, I'll have you know, Tipple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you not? Yeah, it's funny because I'm staying in town at the moment, which I don't normally do, and I totally get it. There's just a buzz around all the time. Everywhere you look, there's a buzz.
Yeah.
And you want to be a part of that somewhat. So, no, I get it. You're much more central to town than I am as well.
That is true.
Normally,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So this week it's been like, oh, we go for a wander. We do this. And you're going to bump into people and a drink is had and whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Last night it was like, no, we can't be so tempted by being in town.
No,
so
no.
We didn't. But no, don't worry about it, hon.
What, you had a Diet Coke?
I actually had a Coke Zero.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely.
Adventurous.
Yeah.
It's always the way. But yeah, that's why I'm just curious.
Nothing
on Ashling's desk either, who lives in town. It's very clearly a message sent to me, Dave. You go out too much, have this Tipple thing, you should be sorted.
I mean, you should be sorted. Let me know you get on.
I will, actually. I'm going to do this experiment. I'm going out on the bank holiday Sunday, because it's bank holiday. Oh my God, totally forgot about that. Yeah. So yeah, bank holiday Sunday.
Are you sitting in tomorrow and Saturday?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am.
That's a lie.
That's the plan. Do you know why? Because it's home.
Oh, Jesus. Right, okay. Well, that's good. But I don't want to know anymore.
Spins Fully Charged with now.
Good morning. Yesterday on the show, we were asking you how much extra has your car cost you? Things like fixes or labour or parts.
Yeah, things
like
beyond that. The regular tax and NTT. The stuff that causes you unnecessary stress.
So annoying as well. And I feel like everyone just goes through the year, everything is fine, and then boom, all of a sudden you've got a check engine light or something comes up.
And it's always at the time, I always find it's just at a time where you feel like a little bit in control of your life. A little bit.
Always comes along
like,
around
then. Oh my God, maybe next year I could look at a trip.
Yeah.
Maybe if I keep going, then boom, you're stuck in this island.
My car has just been in bits the last couple of years, to be honest, ever since I bought the thing. So we've been asking you, how much extra did you spend on your car? And we got so many messages that we got to revisit them today.
Here's Mel.
I bought my car back in 2022, my first car. Absolutely love my car. Love it to bits.
First car vibes.
I only ever had a few issues where stuff has come up on the screen. I'm like, what's that? Because I know nothing about cars.
Sure.
So I would pull over whenever it was safe and I just sent a picture to my partner. I was like, what's that? And he's like, oh, you need to put air in your tires. Oh, for the love of God. And it would cost me a euro to do that. But it's just the hassle of it. However, with my type of car, they say every 4 years you should change the timing belt and water pump. I didn't want to do it. When I said to him how much it would be, he's like, it'll be about anywhere between 450 to 550. And I was like, yeah, I don't have that. So I just think I want to leave it. And he's like, no, listen to me, you need to get this done. Because if you don't get this done, something happens to the car goes kaput, it's going to cost you an awful lot more. He's more into, you have to have the proper tires. Like a tire, 100 euro a tire. Excuse me?
Where are you going to get your tires?
They're so expensive.
So anyway, I had to go get two new tires 1 week, and then it was going in to get the timing belt and water pump done. I nearly collapsed and died. 650 euro later for the timing belt and the water pump.
Yeah.
And I had only spent 200 euro the previous week on two new tyres at the back. All because it was going in for NCT. I was livid. So in the space of two weeks, I spent 800 euro. What? Do you know how many holidays I could have for that?
Girl, honestly, I know.
But you know, like, I feel like insurance companies should pay for this, because if I don't have any, like, claims, then what did I spend my money on?
Oh my God, absolutely. Could not agree with you more on that note, actually.
You should just go to your insurance.
Yeah,
they should
that's
just
so
pay
true.
It.
And also, I love that. Like, it's like the excitement of getting your first car. You're like, I'm free. And then you're like, oh, this is so expensive.
Yeah, God, I hate this freedom.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I totally get that. Shona was on.
I paid 7 grand for my car about 5 years ago.
What?
Absolutely love it. But in the last year, there's been so much wrong with it that I've put about 3.5 grand into it to get it through the NCT. And now I'm looking at an engine light and an airbag light, wondering how much it's going to cost me now.
Darling, it's time to let it go.
Do you have a plane
let it
instead
go.
Of a car? Like, what? Does it fly? Does it go underwater? That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
7 grand
mental, yeah.
To fix a car.
Mental. Danny was on.
So my first car was a 2006 Ford Fiesta, and this was only in 2019. Over the past few years I had it, the car just kept constantly breaking down with something wrong with it, from a short circuit unit because someone jump started my car without my permission. I put the boundary down in place, to short circuit in the likes of my reverse lights. And little did I eventually know that I had a short circuit in my meters. Nice. Because it was overheating, and the coolant burst all over the engine because the car was heating, and the engine told me it was fine, it was at a normal temperature. Well, my mechanic's face, and he realised how much danger I was in. Plus, I spent over at least 2,000 quid more than the car was worth.
No.
I can't remember the exact price, it was so long ago. Eventually, I bought a 2015 Ford Fiesta. That was perfect, but I sold that to my aunt for my cousin to drive in, because I thought, never again, that's the end of me in old cars. So that's how I became better at driving new cars.
Yeah, you know what? There's obviously the finance option that lots of people go for as well. And if you're in a car loan situation like me, there's not too much in the difference, really.
I
but then you're kind of stuck to it.
2015 was an old car. I'm like, that's brand new to me.
Yeah, mine's a 2017, and I'm like, it's so fresh in the road.
It's so new. Oh, God, what I'd do for a 2015 car. But honestly, it made me think, like, remember yesterday I was saying, of people on the M50 and I'll drive in their 2023.
I was in a car park the other day and I parked my car, and for some reason I just like took note of the other edges, and I was like, my car is the oldest by
that's what I'm saying.
A country mile
in
this car.
It's so
park.
Annoying. I'm so jealous of people who are like, I don't understand how they're doing it. People on the M50 right now and people on the M1 who are driving like a BMW or like a, it could be even like any Toyota or
like
something.
Like a 242.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What are you do? How
Speaking
do you do
of,
that?
John was on.
It's cost me absolutely nothing.
Excuse
because
me.
I drive a company van. Yeah.
Get off.
Oh, hey, John.
There's no need.
God,
now,
John.
John.
Ruined my day.
I need to book my car in for a service. This whole thing has freaked me out. I'm doing that today. Okay, I swear.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. It is actually Emma here, even though I do sound like a man. Sorry about that.
You don't sound like a man. You just sound like, I don't know, Joan Rivers or something. Anyway, good morning. I like to come to you every now and again with reasons that I feel a little bit old.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're at that age now. You're turning 30 soon.
Yeah. Things like, you know, the things you buy, like you might buy like a house mat or something like that.
Yeah, and be like, that looks like a really good one. I bet you my housemates would actually clean their shoes on
things
that.
Things like buying a towel or whatever. Well, I found one that really has made me feel old. My sister is 20 in 4 days, right? 20 years
so
old.
Feeling
my
19.
Little baby sister is 20 years old.
Oh, right? I thought she was in her mid-20s, sorry.
No, she's 19 now. She's 20 in 4 days. And She sent in...
they left it a while after you to go again.
10 years. But she sent in a wish list for what she wants for her birthday.
Okay.
Right. About 2 months ago.
Yeah, she's dead right. Good
she
on.
Did a full-on little Photoshop job.
I can see it here. It's really well worked.
She
it's
did a full-on Photoshop
thing.
Job.
It's like Halloween themed as well.
Sophie's 20th birthday wish list. It's that time of the year again it starts off with. And I've just found this. And I remember seeing it come in and being like, huh, that's funny. I won't remember any of that. And I was right. I didn't remember any of that. Then I saw it 2 days ago and I was like, crap, I haven't got her a single present.
Oh, go on. Tell me what's on the list for a 20-year-old. Okay, so come on, maybe feel really
this is what's on the list for a 20-year-old's birthday. Babyliss Big Hairstyle Dryer.
Cool, I know Babyliss, that's fine. I'm in on them.
Ariana Grande Mod Vanilla Perfume.
Cool.
A teddy, a pig or a dog that looks like our dog. Okay.
That's cute.
A water filter jug, so she's getting old too.
Oh, she's pushing on.
Sparkly white or baby pink nail polish, dark red nail polish.
God, that's a very reasonable present. You go for that one.
Yeah.
That's a good deal now.
Bear Market coffee grains for French press. She's very bougie, my Sophie.
Crikey.
And any vanilla or coffee scented candles, right?
Vanilla, I'm in with that coffee. So
you wouldn't think she lives in Finglas, would you? Well, the next thing on the list and the last thing on the list I thought was absolutely insane. I thought this was a joke. A digital camera.
Legend.
I was
back,
like,
baby.
Like, what's going on? Because we used to go out on nights out with our digital cameras. And
I had
like
a pink one. It was my entire world.
Upload every photo to Facebook.
And then all my friends would be ringing the house phone being like, when are you uploading?
Yeah. Tag me in that. Yeah. Like, it's
because
insane.
Because we went for a walk down the river and we took 72 photos as a group and it was on my camera, so they're waiting for the tags, waiting to do the dial-up. Emma, when are you uploading? I'm in the middle of it. It takes ages. Give me a chance.
So that's the crack. I don't know what's... I'm going to have to get the digital camera because I want to see what she does with it.
I understand the, what are they called? The camera. Oh, God, my brain isn't working. I've been thinking about it for a few minutes. My head, not the, you know, the photos that come out in the little tiny.
Oh,
screen.
Yes,
what
yeah.
What are they called again? A Polaroid camera. I had one of them and it broke. I'd be mad for another one of them.
Yeah, I thought they would be in right now.
It's just like, is in, there's no there's no like difference in the photo than when you take on your phone.
Yeah.
Whereas like the Polaroids are cool.
I think you do notice when something's taken on a digital camera. Do you know what I mean? Like I was with someone there the other day and they brought their friend who was with them from work and they're only like 20 years old as well. Mm. And they brought their digital camera. And I was like, so it's a thing all around.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And they took the photos and I was just like, yeah, you can definitely tell they're on a digital camera. But I'm just thinking back to the days where we used to go on like to a teenage disco and everyone would bring their cameras and upload it on Facebook or Bebo or whatever the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, is that coming back?
But then you'd also print them. Like, you'd spend a lot of money. It's so expensive to print them. And then you had to pick what paper you wanted them printed on. Was it gloss or matte? I was always a matte girl. Mm. I enjoyed that.
So what do you think out of all of those, what would you want out of all those presents?
I wonder how much a digital camera goes for these days, to be honest. Is it because they're coming back into the world that they're going to be really kind of exclusive and cool?
Yeah, surely I can get one for like 60 quid.
Because the Polaroids are pricey. And the paper for the Polaroids
really mad money.
Pricey. Yeah. Okay, well, I would say the nail varnish, we've got a good deal on that.
Yeah.
Like, that's eight.
I'm going to have to get her the camera, though, aren't I?
I'd say get it.
Yeah.
It's the coolest of the lot. And it's the one that she'd expect you to go for.
That's true.
Yeah. Get one for me as well.
I'll give her a shout out on the radio.
Recharged. I love it. Gigi Perez and Sailor Song on Spin. That's fresh music for you.
I was just telling you that my sister is turning 20 in 4 days. She sent in a birthday wish list and on that wish list was a digital camera. I'm like, are we back in 2007? What's going on?
Just when I thought, oh my God, I'm 31. What does a 20-year-old want? And actually, we've been through that phase ages ago.
Well, I'm looking for digital cameras at like 60 quid, 70 quid or whatever. By the way, I know she doesn't listen to this show, so it's absolutely fine. But I'm after finding my first camera three. It's a kid's digital camera with a rubber protective case and a lanyard as well.
They're all
for
in.
Only
my niece,
80 quid.
My niece Florence has one of them. They're all in, the kids, little kids. But the photos are so terrible and so pixelated.
Oh, no.
It's just like shadows. But she'd be like, let me take a photo of you. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to look like a skeleton. You and your teeth go all weird.
Yeah, and what age is Florence again?
5.
Yeah, I can't get a 20-year-old that,
no,
can I?
No, you can't.
It's going to be a Canon or something. Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Spin, powered by Red Bull.
Law. And it feels
so good. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, you might remember at the very start of the month, actually at the very end of September, we told you about the big challenge that we were going to take part in across the whole month of October.
Yes.
The Red Bull Maramonth Strava Challenge. Okay, so the whole goal, and Red Bull were getting loads of people to do this, to try and walk, run or hike a full marathon, but not in one go.
Yeah, in like a month, right?
Across a month. So you could accumulate up your distance across the month. So really cool, by the end of the month you could say, okay, maybe next month I'll try and do that in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe the next month I'll try and do it in a week, and then eventually I'll be marathon ready.
My friend Megan texted me on the 10th of October. So this started at the start of the month. She texted me on the 10th of October with the screenshot from Red Bull. Congratulations, you completed the Red Bull Maramonth.
I was like, date?
On the 10th of October.
Oh, she makes me sick, that
she
girl.
Makes me sick.
I'm only joking. Now, the full distance we needed to accumulate was 42.195 kilometres. And you know what? They left us really off the hook here, because it wasn't just Stephen, Emma, Dave and Aisling that had to do it. It was open to the whole Spin team.
Yeah, it was everyone
involved.
In Spin. It was Jamie Shireen, it was Steve Kay.
Matthew was out walking Matthews. His dogs on our account, trying to clock up the miles. We all kind of really went for it and gave it our heart and soul. In fact, on day one, I left the studio in the pouring rain one morning.
I remember that,
I was running around circles from Anger Street, up and down, around for 10 minutes, trying to get us going. And in total, between us, we managed 60.5 kilometres, which is grand.
Unreal.
We could have done a lot better, considering there was about 11 of us involved.
But still, that's good. It's a good start.
Aisling was bringing us out and runs. Steve Kay was really busy out jogging. But it's funny because producer Callum just handed me this list of everyone in Spain who took part, and there's one person who actually isn't on that list anywhere, which is weird.
Aisling Bonner, come on there.
David.
Hello.
You did nothing. You didn't contribute even half a kilometre.
Okay.
To this whole total. Where were you, man? And you're actually working out these days.
Yeah, I was in the gym, you know.
You walked to the pub all the time. You could have done something.
Did I not do a marathon? No.
No, your name doesn't feature on the list. Every single other person Spin is a team player except for you.
Oh, God, no.
Get out there now. Okay, listen, this is it. We're at 60.5 kilometres.
Yeah.
What? How long do we have? You literally have about 2.5. Can you do 2.5 minutes for us?
2.5. Why? We've already completed it.
Yeah, but you need to get your. You need to be seen to be more involved, pal.
So you're going to put my name on the list if I go and do a run now.
Well, you open the app.
Okay, but I'm not going to. I'll open Strava, fine, but I'm not going to go like outside.
Why?
Because I'm sick. I want to just like. Can I just do it in the stairs, like?
Okay, if you want to do that instead, you'd be way, way more bait up and down the stairs with you, so.
Yeah, up and down. I'll go up down the back stairs. Right. There's like 100 stairs there.
You're going to be sweating. That's even worse. Like, okay, fine. You do you. That's great. All for the Red Bull Maramonth Strava Challenge.
So I have to do that now.
Off you go.
Okay.
Off you go. Come on, get jogging.
See ya.
Get jogging. Yeah. You will be sweating coming back here. He would have been better off running up and down Angel Street. But anyway, let's see how we go. Shaboozy now. We'll see if it gets on in a sec. This is Spin. My baby born. Spin.
3, 2, 1.
Spin, powered by Red Bull.
And it feels so good.
Okay, let's do it.
We were just telling you, for the last month here on Spin, we've been taking part in the Red Bull Maramonth. It's the Strava Challenge, and basically lots of people have been encouraged to take this on and to try and accumulate 42.195 kilometres across the month. So essentially by the end of October, you'll have ran a marathon, but in your own time, right? And maybe ganging up with a gang of friends on this. So on day one, at the end of September, when we all set this up on the show, I went running around Angel Street in the rain to kick this off. And here at Spin, a group of us were on this one kind of Strava account here at Spin taking part in this. And we smashed it. 60.5 kilometres we accumulated. And we were just looking back at this morning. One man was very obviously missing from the list of those who contributed, including Aisling, of course, Steve Kay, Jamie and Shireen were involved, Michaela was out. No sign of our David Hammond. So about time he was a bit of a team player. He's out legging it around the building this morning on the last day of this. How's it going, Dave?
Why is this building so tall?
I told you, you're better off go out and run on the flat this morning, but you refused.
I really was.
You're up
and down
the
stairs. I don't know why I didn't just run around Stephen's Green. I'm up around about 10 flights of stairs.
You're going to be
I'm going back down now.
Here, come here, tell me, because obviously you're going to the gym these days. Do you do much cardio at the gym?
I do one day of cardio and it's the biggest dread of my entire life.
Hey, well, listen.
I don't know how people do it.
You can cross it off your list for today. I'd say your job will be done by the time you do this. Can you see your steps accumulating as you go on your new fancy app, on your new fancy watch?
Yeah, I actually, I don't, it doesn't have a face,
okay,
that Whoop thing, so I'm going to have to check my phone.
Okay, cool.
But I'm also on the Strava app.
Yeah.
And I'm like logging my distance, so hopefully by the time I'm finished doing these stairs for the 400th time, that I'll actually be able to be like, yeah, I've run 2 kilometres or whatever.
I'd say do yourself a little favour, right? Get off the stairs, yeah, and just run up and down the open plan, because producer Callum has just informed me that instead of you coming back now, you're going to have to keep going for the duration of this next song as well.
Yeah, the good thing about this building is as well, it's not just spinning the building. So on the third floor is News Talk. So maybe, Dave, you could just run up and down the open plan office. Pat Kenny's on at 9 o'clock, so he might be in there. You might even be able to get him to join.
I'd say News
Talk.
Yeah, they'd
love that, wouldn't they?
You're running around this morning. Yeah. Check in with 98, see how they're getting on this morning as well. Just sweat around the place. Just spread the sweat. We don't want you back yet. No, Callum really wants to see you clock up those kilometres. So another 2 minutes to go, pal.
For God's sake.
I'm sweaty with an infection in this studio. You'll be sweaty with just general BO. It's going to be a stinky Studio 8 this morning. Hang on, for the last few minutes, Dave has been running around sweating buckets because for the last month here at Spin, we've been taking part in the Red Bull Marimonth Strava Challenge. And the goal was to walk, run or hike 42.195 kilometres across a month, so the length of a marathon in a month, and do it at your own pace. And we made it even easier here at Spin, in fairness, because a gang of us took part to try and accomplish this. One man was very much missing from the people who contributed to this challenge this morning on the Strava app, and that was David Hammond.
Hello.
Hi.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I went and I helped.
You
and
did.
I contributed.
You came in at the last second and helped out.
What
last
is it,
second.
42 kilometres we have to do. I feel like I sweated 42 buckets.
You see, you always try, I think, to do the lazier thing. Like you said, I'm not going out in the streets this morning.
Yeah.
I'll do the stairs in the building instead. Actually running around Angel Street in the flats
would have been fine.
Would be much easier for you than up and down the stairs. So
yeah,
it didn't really work out for you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, but the stairs are awful, and I actually think that if anyone is thinking about joining the gym, don't come to Marconi House and run up the stairs.
Yeah, actually, maybe that's the way to do it.
How many up and downs do you think you did? How many
Three.
Flights?
So when I first went out on the fourth floor, I went up to the fifth floor and then went back down to ground to actually minus one.
Yeah.
And then went up and that.
So it's about seven floors, because this building is weird.
Yeah, it has different floors, yeah, and different labels for different floors. You have
right,
a ground
on,
floor,
Callum,
and then you have a reception floor.
So, Dave, I'm very proud of you, and I'm really delighted that you that you did the challenge for us. But the problem is, because Strava is a GPS location service, it actually didn't log any distance.
Stop it now.
because you went up and down rather than left.
Are
right.
you having a laugh?
Because you didn't leave the building.
Oh, my God.
It didn't clock anything.
Oh my God. So it just thinks I've just stayed here. So the last 6 minutes have been pointless.
tell me about what's going on your side. What's your heart rate?
So heart rate is, I actually don't know what it is currently, but steps, I've done 992 steps.
Okay.
All that for
that's
nothing.
0.7 kilometres. Surely that's a good thing.
Does his name even register now as someone who took part
in
the challenge?
Because this is an exercise, so I'll click finish and it'll say that you've done it.
Yeah.
And then I might be able to, like, manually.
Called this a morning leisurely walk.
I might be able to
manually
add it in. So, Dave, sometimes the easier way that you think is not the easier way there.
Listen,
okay, so my heartbeat is 95 beats per minute.
Yeah, all for nothing, honey.
All for absolutely nothing. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. What is the story?
How are we? What's going on? Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
I feel like we all here, both you and I, Dave, and those who listen to the show, we all learn a thing or two from our Ashling every now and again. She's got a funny brain. She does things differently.
Who?
Our Ashling. Ashling, do you remember her?
No.
So she's on the show with us. You spend like every morning with her for the last 2 years.
Is this the and Ashling?
That's her. And
from Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Yeah, that person.
I always wondered who that was.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I think in future we all need to be a bit more like Ashling. Don't mind going off on your holidays in the summer. Do it on the 25th of October.
Why?
Because I'm here sick. You're miserable.
Yeah.
The clocks are going back this weekend. And she's swanning around Mexico.
Yeah, honestly, we're carrying the show on our backs.
She basically, we were saying the other day, the weather, obviously on the back of the hurricane, the very terrible hurricane in that part of the world, the island that she'd landed on didn't necessarily look in the best nick. And we were kind of going, oh, well, you know, Well. Looks a bit crap over there. Well, no, it looks like she was just being really humble and not sharing the luxury that she's staying in.
Yeah.
She's staying in essentially a treehouse.
Yeah, on an island.
On an island, up really, really high. And it took her till yesterday to show everybody on her Instagram where she's staying. Gorgeous. I'm also a bit concerned because she does have a huge love for the stray cat who pretty much lives in her apartment called Mr. Plops.
Mr. Plops, yeah.
It looks like cats are out and lizards are in.
Oh, go on.
Have a listen to her Insta story from yesterday.
Then we have a nice balcony with an outdoor shower. Very cool. Very sexy. Oh, there he is. Senor Plops. Oh, my God. Legend. Right on cue.
Senor Plops is the lizard that is now frequenting lives. Her balcony.
I don't know what it is about stray
what
animals.
What is with her and balconies and animals?
Her balconies, random animals. So she's befriended a lizard called Senor Plops, who's been the main feature of her time in Mexico so far. Well, keep your breast of all things, but if there's this cat around Dublin crying today,
yeah,
you know what's going on, all right?
Poor Mr. Plops is going to smell Senor Plops and it's just not going to end well.
No, it's not going to end well. She needs to move very carefully on this, you know?
She's having a very bougie holiday, isn't she?
She is. Actually,
we need
to
get on her salary of $4 million a year.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Last weekend, I want to bring you back to when I was telling you that I was judging a local lip sync battle in a little village that I grew up in a place called Ballyduff Upper in County Waterford. My parents left Dublin back in 1999. We were in Terenure and then we all moved down there. So a bit of a shock to the system going from where's Leisureplex to go help that local farmer move sheep when we were seven. It was a bit of a change of pace and all the rest. But I haven't. My parents have actually sold that house that we grew up in since then because we've all moved out. And
but they're never happy, are they?
They've downsized to like... anyway, Grant. So I haven't seen the house that I grew up in since they sold it 2 or 3 years ago now.
Right.
Because I'm never really in that part of the world anymore. I have no reason to go down that far if I'm visiting home
anymore.
That
was Ballyduff Upper, but did they move to Ballyduff Lower?
No, they didn't. But not too far from Ballyduff Lower.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so last weekend when we were travelling down that way to go to the lip sync battle, we passed my old house.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know how it'd feel because you know the way you kind of know the road, like the back of your hand.
Yeah, this is the place you grew up in. Like.
Yeah, like even just the road from the local town out to the middle of the countryside where we were. It was kind of coming closer and closer to the house and it was just like, I was like, am I going to start crying? And I was actually grand. It was actually weird that you're just like, oh, and you're kind of noticing the things. They've painted certain parts of the house. And
oh, yes, so someone bought it, obviously.
Someone has bought it, yeah. The garden's all different. You can see that they've clearly done something to the inside of the building. It was like an open plan. It's clearly not anymore. Anyway, we kind of stalked it for about, until it was probably not appropriate anymore and we kept driving.
Did any memories come back?
Oh, of course, like, spent my whole childhood running around that garden. But anyway, I was just kind of thinking in the back of my mind how much things have changed. And not just like in Dublin, obviously that I'm back in Dublin now for many years, but I mean in the countryside, because when I grew up in that house, because it was on a crossroads and it's a place where you really would get lost quite easily between lots of bigger towns around the area.
People probably didn't have maps, Google Maps back then.
Google Maps wasn't a thing when I was a kid. It was really the norm for people to knock in and say, I'm lost.
Sorry, like non-locals?
Random people trying to get themselves to Cork or Fermoy or local areas would knock on the door, and it was a regular enough thing. Like,
was there houses
four times a year?
Was there other houses around you?
There was, but I suppose because we were bang on the crossroads where you'd come from maybe five or six different angles, it was an obvious point of like, oh, we'll try that house and
my
see what the
God,
story is.
That's insane.
And because like it was quite obvious, say from the outside, because you're kind of looking at the house as you come to the crossroads, that there would be lights on and people kind of in there. So people would come in often and like look for directions and stuff. And then there was times where people would come in with like a brand new baby and be like, really sorry, on a long journey, can I change my kid's nappy in here?
What?
And that actually literally happened. And I completely forgot about that.
That's insane.
There were people who come in begging to use the toilet. There'd be like a big, like an 8-seater car and all the kids would pile in to use the toilet.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and you'd just be like, no problem, off you go, grand, can I get you anything? Oh, where are you headed? That's a nice painting. Where did you get that? Oh, lovely.
So sorry, you'd come downstairs as a 10-year-old kid and there'd be strangers in your house.
Oh, cool, where are you off to? Where are you lost again? Ah, yeah, it's hard around here, isn't it?
Oh my God.
And that was like, not weird back then.
That's so cool.
In the country. Anyway, I was just thinking about that the other day. It's so,
like,
strange.
Where do you draw the line? Like, so you've had people come in and be like, oh, can I like go to the bathroom or like...
I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Can I change my kid's nappy?
That's so bizarre. Do you have people coming in like saying weird stuff? Like, do you have people like coming in being like, oh, can I just like do any snacks? Like, I'm starving. Like, there's no shops around here or anything like that.
We've never had that one, but I actually, my mom would probably have been like, I'll cook you up something.
No yeah, problem. Yeah. Do you have any cup of tea or anything like
that? Yeah, my dad probably would have offered all of them.
That's amazing. I'm trying to think of like weird scenarios of like what it would be. What would be too far? Because I'm thinking of like, I don't know, say like someone just like knocked on your door and be like, oh look, I'm in the market for a new couch and I'm wondering if I can check out your couch just to see what's it like to sit on, and like, oh yeah, that's lovely, where'd you get that? Perfect, I'll go get that. Or like a nice bed or whatever. Like, where do you draw the line? I feel like your parents are so nice as well, they probably wouldn't draw a line.
I'd say the bed would probably be too far, but they'd be like, ah yeah, sit your arse down there now and see what you think of that couch. It's lovely actually, very comfy that one.
This makes me want to go to Ballyduff Upper, go to this house now and just call in and be like, listen, any chance I could take a lie down?
The Nolans aren't there anymore, it might be different. The good days are over.
That's incredible.
Stranger danger is real, guys.
I love that. But oh yeah, that's
then,
fair.
Yeah, but then back then it was pretty normal.
Everyone was normal.
Very weird.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We don't usually do happy birthday shout outs on this show, but I'm going to change that just for today because I would like to wish a happy birthday to the amazing singer-songwriter Ray.
Oh, go on, she's so cool, man.
She turned 27 yesterday, right?
That and actually she freaks celebrated. Me out because she gives me 34-year-old vibes.
She does,
she's
a little bit.
She's
like,
so mature and has her head in her shoulders.
And I can't believe she's younger than us.
Yeah.
Fuming.
I know.
Human.
I know.
Remember we met her and she's just the coolest person ever.
She's so kind.
So, so nice.
We actually were walking to do an interview just quickly backstage at Longitude with Joel Corry.
Yeah.
And me, Dave and Aisling were just like, there's Ray.
There's Ray.
That's Ray.
We couldn't even go up to her. Our boss had to go up to her for us.
We were like, we're too shy, Nick. Will you go and ask Ray for a picture? She was like, no problem.
But yeah, she was so lovely. Cool about it. So she turned 27 yesterday and she celebrated in style by having her car stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not just her car, but the stuff that was in her car as well, obviously. And, you know, obviously when you get your car stolen, you're thinking, oh, what's in the car?
I probably lose a bit of rubbish.
Yeah.
I probably lose a few empty bottles of water, maybe my boxing gloves.
Maybe her license or something like that.
Little extra bags in the boot of the car.
Well, what about the book that has all the lyrics to all of the songs written for her next album?
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, seriously?
Yeah, gone.
Talk about this online?
Yeah, she posted on Instagram, it's my birthday and my car got stolen with all my songwriting books in the boot. So, no second album anytime soon. Love you, bye.
Oh, dear goodness. That's really
it's bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
Like, the car, honestly, in that position isn't the issue.
But it got me thinking, is she lying?
What do you mean?
That's a fantastic excuse. Because no one's going to question that except me.
And also, I'm sorry, if you're like Grammy, is she Grammy nominated? She's certainly a Brit-winning artist. You back up your song, surely, at this stage,
I would have thought so.
Oh, come
taking
on,
taking photos of
take
it.
Take a photo of the page you've just written on.
And it was in the boot. What's in the boot for?
Yeah, like things I actually care about wouldn't be in the boot.
Wouldn't be in the boot. Like, no. Do you know what I mean?
The boots are like the dregs.
It got me thinking that was actually, if it were, and I'm sure we do believe Ray, but I'm just saying, if it was a lie, it's an incredible excuse. Like, of course I believe her, but she could totally be lying just to put off the album. And I thought, what are some other excuses that are perfect for things like that?
It's also a perfect rich person excuse, because we couldn't be like, my car is robbed.
Yeah.
It's like, that would break my soul. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I'll buy another car, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One of my cars was stolen. I have some excuses that I think would be perfect to get out of anything, right?
Great.
Things like, it's been a loss in the family, right?
David, okay. No, you can't use that.
No,
anymore.
I know. It's
karma.
A tough one, right? I know. But no one's going to question you on it, and they don't need to know that the loss in your family was the television remote. Do you know what I mean? Down the couch or something. There's been a loss in the family. Okay, they don't need to know. You don't have to give them details.
That's genius.
So then I was thinking about bringing it to like work and stuff like that. If you need a task done in work or in college or something, all you got to say is, listen, I ran into some technical issues. I'm working with IT to resolve them. You and I both know IT are going to take days to sort whatever it is. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And if you go to IT and be like, does this person really have a problem? They'd be like, I don't know. I'm up the walls. Yeah, don't talk to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you actually don't really have to have an issue.
IT would let you sit there with no keyboard for 4 days and be like, it's not top of my list.
Good morning, Orla in IT. So I was thinking of another one. I can't right now. I've got a condition. Right, and this works for so many things because I think by HR law, you can't ask what that condition is, right? So, like, you don't have to say, like, anything about it. The more bizarre the task, the better. It's like, hey, can you type this up for me? I can't, I have a condition.
Give me an example of genuine conditions.
See, this is the thing, you don't have to come up with any.
Okay, cool.
Just, I have
could
a condition.
Anything.
Yeah, it could be.
And like, then just immediately back away.
Exactly.
So like, sorry for asking.
I'm so sorry, Jesus. I better not ask them to do anything
personal.
Like that. Another one, my pet isn't doing too well. So just pretend to yourself that the fly on your desk is now your pet.
Sure.
The thing, you know, the thing you swatted with like a book or something and it's like dying on your desk. That's your pet now.
Okay.
And it's not doing too well.
You get grievance leave for that.
They're not going to ask any questions.
Fair.
They're not going to be like, what pet is it? What's the name? Do you know what I mean? You don't have to say
Especially
it's a fly on my
days,
desk.
It's actually like, it's very, it would be considered not very kind to probe on
exactly.
pets. Like.
So therefore, they're not lies, they're excuses. Mm. And my computer's got a virus. It wiped the thing that I was meant to do. Have a look for yourself. The file is not there. Do you know what I mean? You can look all over that computer. It is not there.
You can search high and low.
High and low. It's
not
there.
Find it.
And I did it. Welcome to Chaotic Radio. We did this on the shortest day of the year 2 years ago, and we kept it up for every Friday of the month, every last Friday of the month. We play the shortest quiz, really, really short quiz questions, really, really short answers. And when you win yourself spin water bottle, if you would like to play, it's short in a WhatsApp right now to 0877 11 1038. Just make sure if we call you, you turn your radio down in the background.
Or else it sounds absolutely
terrible.
Let's get cracking. Looking for you, Jess. Your number ends in 3-4.
Hello.
Jess, good morning and welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, question number one. Trick or...
Hello. Sorry. Treat.
Yay. Nice one, Jess. You have just won a spin water bottle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Got a blast.
We move. Lizelle, where are you? Your number ends in 1-0.
A fantastic name.
Lizelle.
Hello.
Lizelle, you're on to play the shortest quiz. Name a rainbow colour.
Blue.
Blue, I'm sure that's in there somewhere. Congratulations.
Great belts and victory. Yahoo!
You have just won a spin water bottle. Have a great day and I hope it's much better than your phone line.
Bye. Rachel, where are you at, girl? Rachel, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, where are you? At the sea?
No, I'm actually crossing the M50 bridge.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Rachel, make which noise?
Oh, very good. Hey. Very good. I didn't know what to expect
so
there.
So many people are looking at me.
Well, it's worth it, Rachel. You've just won yourself a spin water bottle. Have a great day.
Safe walking.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Dan, we're looking for you and your number ends in 5-5.
Hello.
Dan, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
What's up, Dan? Good stuff. All right, Dan, name a planet with a ring.
Jupiter.
No. Jupiter does not have a ring. No, that's also not a planet.
Saturn.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
You got there in the end. You get half a spin water bottle. I'll send you out the bottle cap.
Lovely.
Have
See
a great
you,
day,
Dan.
Try
again next month.
Bye.
Dave, that was a very long question for the shortest quiz.
It was. Sorry,
mistake.
I panicked.
Kev, we're looking for you and your number ends in 8-3.
Hello.
Kev, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
What's up, Kev?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Halloween team. Broom, what?
Closet.
I didn't have a clue what the answer was supposed to be. What was the answer meant to be?
Broomstick.
Oh, right.
You know what? Broom closet will do the finest, Kev. You've won yourself a spin water bottle.
Lovely.
Bye.
Have a great day, Kev.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Two more.
Ah, Callum.
Fernando.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, thank God. Uh-huh. Orla, where are you? Your number ends in 3-3.
Hello.
Hi, Orla.
Orla, you're on to play the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Do a bee impression.
That was really good, Orla. Well done.
Short lifespan for that
thank
bee.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very nice. You just won yourself a spin water bottle. Congratulations. Have a great
Yay!
Day.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye, babe.
Last call.
For now. Oh, it's a Halloween special. Very nice.
Mick, looking for you and your number ends in 7-1. Hi,
Hello.
Mick. Welcome to the shortest
Hi,
quiz.
How's it going?
What's up, Mick?
Mick.
How's it going?
Are you ready for your question?
Go ahead.
Movie. Hocus what?
Hocus.
Yay! Yay!
It did sound a little bit like he just went hocus again. But I presume you said pocus.
Of course he did. That's
I did.
Our Mick.
Good.
You've won yourself a spin water bottle. Lucky you. Talk to you later, Mick.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye. Okay.
Ooh, chaotic.
We go again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Short in a WhatsApp right now if you want to get on. Short in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038. More chaos just ahead here at Spin.
Oh, absolute chaos, baby.
We are in the middle of the shortest quiz. Very short quiz questions, very short answers, and loads of prizes. Let's get cracking for the second round of this morning. Kira, we're looking for you and your number ends in 09. Morning, Kira. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Kira. Are you ready for your
Hi,
question?
How are you?
Are you ready for your question, Kira?
I am.
Fourth month year.
April.
Yay. Is spot on. Congratulations, Kira. You've just won a spin water bottle. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Kira. Circa, we're looking for you, and your number ends in 28.
Hello.
Circa, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay. Abraca what?
Dabra.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Well done, darling. You've won yourself that spin water bottle. Talk to you later.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck.
We are looking for you now. A man whose number ends in 4-5.
And his name is?
I want to wait and see how he pronounces this, okay, so I don't mess it up on him.
Fair enough.
Hello?
Hello, sir. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
How are you? How are things?
We're good. How do you pronounce your name? Because Emma's very nervous to get it wrong.
Do you know what? My daughter, she's nearly 10.
Yeah.
She sent a message.
Ah, very good.
And then now she went to school. I don't have a clue what's on about.
Can you tell us how to pronounce your first name, sir?
My Saidi.
Saidi.
Saidi, okay.
Okay.
And your name is Saidi, or your daughter's name is Saidi?
Oh, my daughter is Amel.
Okay, very
beautiful
nice.
Beautiful names all round. Okay, welcome to the shortest quiz. You can win her spin water bottle if you answer this for me. Who are you going to call?
What's the answer to that, Saidi?
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters!
Yeah, there you go. Hey. Spot on, Saidi. Congratulations. You just won a spin water bottle for your daughter. Have a great day.
Talk to you later, sir.
Thanks very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Two more!
Ah, boo.
For now.
Looking for you, Camille. Your number ends in 2-9.
Hello.
Good morning, Camille. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, let's go. Halloween date?
At 31st of October.
Brilliant, well done.
No, she was asking you, do you want to go on a date on Halloween?
You up for a date, Camille? Well done, you've won yourself a spin water bottle. Have a great bank holiday.
Good luck, Camille.
Thank you, you too, bye-bye.
Last caller.
Oh, well, you know what that means. Last caller. We've got to ask
Sam.
One specific question only.
Sam.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the shortest quiz, babe.
All right, Sam, you're our last player. So do you know what that means? Sam, do a sneeze.
Oh, God, no. Do what?
Do a sneeze. Oh, that was one of the best sneezes ever. Unreal, Sam. Congratulations. You've just won yourself a spin
Thanks
water
so
bottle.
Much.
Have a great day. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It spins fully charged.
Addison
recharged.
Ray and Diet Pepsi on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. So she's been an influencer for this long. It is the first time she's releasing music.
Do you think it's just a giant ad for Pepsi?
Maybe.
And we're playing it.
Have we all got duped? Is she an influencer who's taken it away from Instagram and taken it into songwriting?
Yeah. I don't even know if she mentioned it's Diet Pepsi in that song.
The next one will be like, Deliveroo.
Deliveroo, yeah. Or the Just Eat song. I would totally have the Just Eat song on the radio.
They put a huge
Did somebody in say Just Eat? Anyway, speaking of ads, actually, you know I'm bet into like this American election. I'm absolutely obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm loving the whole Trump versus Harris. I think it's going to be an interesting day on election day,
yeah.
November 5th, coming very, very soon. But the thing that they do over in America.
Off? What day of the week is it on?
It's on a Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to come to work?
I will come to work, but I will probably not be here in spirit. I'll just be here physically.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about like the fact, the way they do things over there, because the way we have an election coming up soon as well, probably, right? But we don't do things the way they do it. They do like attack ads. Do you know what I mean? Where Kamala Harris will pay money to put out an ad on a load of TV channels and it'll basically just be like, Donald Trump said this and this and this and this. He sucks. Don't vote for him. Bye. And that's the whole ad. And Trump does the exact same about Harris. But anyway, Harris is after putting out an ad. And it's after saying that Trump's place is like in a retirement home because he's not well. And the whole ad is this guy doing an impression of Trump. He's dressed as Trump. He looks like Trump and he sounds like Trump. And he's being brought into a retirement home. And he's saying things like, they're eating the dogs.
Mm.
They're eating the cats.
Mm.
They're eating the pets. And all the workers there going, sure, Donald. Okay, no problem. No problem. Come on and sit down.
Ouch.
Everything that Donald Trump says in the ad, like all the crazy things, are things he's actually said
exactly.
in real life.
You can't even claim that it's nasty.
Exactly. It's things
said.
He said in real life, and I just find that so interesting. Can you imagine if Mary Lou had an ad about Simon Harris? I just think it would be so funny. We need to have that level of drama.
I know.
I know we're a small island, but come on.
I know, yeah.
I just think it would be amazing.
Imagine we're like in the middle of chatting on the show and Simon Harris pipes in with some attack ad about somebody else. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I do think you should take that day off, though. My friends booked it off. As in US election
I was
day.
Thinking of booking it off.
Wouldn't be a bad shout, man.
Yeah.
Stay up all night and sleep all the next day. Dave's.
Do you know what? You've made up my mind for me. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. What's the story?
How are we?
I know we often, earlier on, you kind of half did it for Ray, but we don't tend to do any kind of birthday shout-outs on the show. We'd be out the door. And that's not what this is. What I want to say, though, is it was my friend Avian's birthday the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first year I'm not dreading her birthday.
Why?
For years gone by, she really owns the fact that her birthday falls around Halloween.
Oh no.
And encourages
people whose birthday fall around Halloween make that their entire personality.
She doesn't make it her entire personality, but she would go hard on you need to dress up and you need to make an effort, right? And I did mention this on the show a few weeks ago, that last year, the year before, when her birthday fell, I was like, oh lads, I actually couldn't be bothered trying to get organised. And she'd go like full on, like she wouldn't try and look like gorgeous or anything. She'd put the like horrible makeup on, herself look genuinely really frightening.
Okay.
What's that makeup culture? Like the special effects makeup kind of? She'd go all out on that and spend ages practicing it and everything. And I showed up a few years ago, as I mentioned on the show a few weeks ago, going, damn it, it's dress up. And I caught an eyeliner pencil and drew a moustache on my face and put on a hat and said, look, sorry, you're going to have to either love me or you don't. You're my best friend forever.
It's not for me either.
You're going to love me or you don't. And this year, it's the first year and I was kind of waiting tentatively for the message. So I was like, I need to know. Hi, any plans for your birthday this year? I just need to know. No. Might go for a drink on Saturday if you're around.
Oh! People are growing up. Oh. Well done.
I'm so relieved.
Brilliant. Thank God.
I'm so happy.
I'm happy for you.
I hope it never comes back.
I hate.
That was a long 31 years, babe, of pressure. I'm so glad it's either over or taking a breather this year.
She's just holding off for next year when it's going to be a big Halloween bash.
Oh, God. I hate it.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Dave, I hate to frighten you, but I just need to ask you a couple of questions, okay? And I'd like you to answer them honestly on the radio right now. I know you always do. You're a very honest guy.
Talk about it on the spot.
On the spot, I'd like you to answer, when is the last time you've eaten any citrus fruit, such as orange or orange juice?
Orange. I would imagine probably a couple of weeks. I had a McDonald's breakfast last weekend, so I got an orange juice for that.
An orange juice, that qualifies. Okay. When's the last time you ate a pepper?
Like an actual pepper?
Like a piece of pepper.
On Tuesday, I had an oven pizza and there was peppers on that.
God, I'm impressed. Strawberries?
I've never eaten a strawberry in my life.
Never eaten Wow.
I do have a bag of strawberry jellies and I eat them every day.
Doesn't count. Blackcurrants?
Nope.
Okay, I'll just keep going. Broccoli? Finding it really hard to speak. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts or potatoes?
Potatoes, yes. Last Sunday, I loved a bit of
love an Ashbud, but never a blackcurrant.
I had blackcurrant in my waddy.
Nope. Never broccoli.
No, broccoli every now and again, but I haven't had it in a while.
Brussels sprouts.
Never in a million years.
Okay. Well, I worry for you because I think you might have scurvy.
Great.
Okay.
Why do you think that? And thank you for putting that out on the airwaves.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but if I was, I would say that I think you might have scurvy.
Do I look like I have scurvy?
Be at risk at developing scurvy. Sorry.
Buckle,
I have a cold. Everything's coming out funny. I mentioned this to you with fresh concerns because scurvy, the disease that we all learned about in school associated with pirates and lads on ships many, many, many years ago, back in the 18th century. It's making a really strange comeback.
Oh.
And they're blaming it on the Cosy Lives. Okay?
The Cosy Lives
could have something to do with this. Because people maybe can't afford this fresh fruit and veggies.
Cosy Lives is the cost of living crisis, for all of you people out there.
It's awful. It killed more than 2 million sailors between the 16th and 18th centuries alone. But it's now been diagnosed, a man in Perth has it, right?
Oh, wow.
Doctors believe that the cost of living crisis, obesity and major processed foods.
I would never process my foods.
Maybe to blame for people not getting enough vitamin C. So that's essentially how it happens. If you don't have enough vitamin C in your diet.
Would have thought like pirates would have got enough vitamin C being on the ocean and all. Do you know what I mean?
Classic.
This is the sea, huh?
Next round of questions. I want to know if you've any of these symptoms. They include feeling very tired and weak all the time.
Yes. I have that this week.
Feeling irritable all the time.
I'm always irritable. Mm.
Joint, muscle or leg pain?
After the gym.
Mm.
Every day.
Swollen or bleeding gums?
I do have a sore gum today, actually.
Yeah. Any spots in your skin?
No.
You got a little stinker last week in your face, so did I.
Did I?
We were
Was that last week? Yeah, okay, well then, yes.
Do you have skin that bruises easily?
No.
Okay, good. Well, 5 out of 6 means that you have 5 of the 6 symptoms of scurvy.
Bad, but not 6 of the 6, so I don't have it.
Not 6 of the 6. And basically, yeah, they're saying that. Like, and actually, back in the day when they discovered, like, I was reading all about this morning, like a little swat, that when the sailors who were obviously, like, lost, so many people lost lives, when they realised it was a vitamin C thing, they all were forced to, like, eat a lemon every day.
A lemon?
A full on lemon.
I didn't know there was vitamin C in lemon.
Another side note on scurvy. I've learned a lot about scurvy this morning, I don't mind telling you. Pink. As in the artist's pink.
The one, the Get Down pink. She's always doing trapezes and stuff.
She wrote a song about scurvy.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Our gums are black, our teeth are falling out. We got spots on our back, so give it up and shout.
One note for this, right? If you're going to sing a song, do not start it off with 1, 2, 3, 4, unless it's going to absolutely kick into rock music. Chaka you can't Rundles. Go 1, 2, 3, 4. That is terrible.
I honestly thought, is this not like majorly offensive to people?
Let's get this scurvy started.
What do you mean, Pink?
She's saying it as if it's a party.
Yeah.
A pirate ain't worthy till you got some scurvy.
The background to this
Why
song.
I think it's from a SpongeBob film or something.
I think
something.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Surely she didn't release this off her own back.
Is it on an album? I have so many questions.
I have no idea, but I just know it exists in the internet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every now and again when Scurvy comes up in the news, this comes to the front of my
Honestly,
mind.
For the rest of the day, I'll be Scurvy.
My gums are black.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So Callum wants to have a bit of crack. I don't know if it's the bank holiday that's in his veins or the fact that it's his girlfriend Jess's 30th birthday today. And he's eating a load of cake later
Woo-hoo.
On.
That's your girlfriend's 30.
Yeah.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
What age are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, fans.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not angry.
Sorry, I would just think you're 60. For
well, he's got
something he wants to bring us. That's yeah, else this morning.
This is going to bring my average age range down very far. So I want to just play you a clip of a song first. We all know Billie Eilish's song, What Was I Made For? It sounds like this. clip one, Emma.
Clip one, Emma. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely, that song, isn't it?
I'm sad again. Don't tell my boyfriend.
I'm asleep now.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, really nice, really relaxing. But because my internet history is unhinged, all I'm getting on TikTok is people meowing along to that song to a point where I have found an account that converts songs into just cat meows.
Okay, amazing.
So that was the Billie Eilish song, What Was I Made For? If you go to clip two now, Emma, this is what that song sounds like meowed up.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I love it.
It's also gorgeous.
Meow, meow, meow.
That's so nice.
Meow, 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 meow.
So now in my head, rent-free, every song that we play on Spin, I meow along. Even, you know, like when the news plays and it goes, here's what you need to know now, I go, meow. It just is rent-free in my head.
It's
so
just all over your FYP, this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Okay. So there's actually a YouTube account called Bongo Cat, and that's the account that makes all these meow songs.
Okay.
Class.
So what I've done is I've taken a load of the meow songs from Bongo Cat. I've also stripped away the instrumental to see if you can find out what this song is from the cat meow.
Why was this a thing with the meow?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
It's just a thing.
I also think that as a producer, this is the best thing you've produced this week.
It could be the best, it could be the worst. So let's get into it. Let's get all serious and let's find out if you can work out
this.
This.
I got it.
Go on.
Please, 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 Sabrina Carpenter.
Damn it.
Let's find out if you're correct.
All I'm asking, baby. Yeah. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right.
It literally just took the please, please, please of meows to make it make sense in my head.
The start of it is like, meow, 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 meow. You forget about that.
Yeah.
You get to the hook of it. So forget, I've taken away the instrumentals.
Yeah.
So all you hear is the meow. Don't forget, you don't have to listen to it all. You can meow to buzz in. Let's see if you can get question two.
Meow, 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 meow,
Ah, I know it.
Oh, meow.
Damn
meow.
It.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Let's find out if you're correct. And I see my family every month. That one was a tricky one.
That was good, Em.
Very good.
I was thinking Kid Laroi or something.
That took a sec now. That was a bit tougher.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, yeah, very
there
good.
There you
good.
Go. Okay, number three. We're throwing it back with this one. Let's see if you can get this one.
Yeah, meow.
Dave, go on.
Boom Clap by Charlie XCX.
Let's find out. This must be love. Yeah. It just fits. Just there's so many
it's
meows.
So fun.
It works so well, right? Question four, Dave. Can you bring it back to 2-2? Can you make it a Desmond? Let's clip four.
Meow, 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 meow. Charlie Puth and One Call Away.
Let's find out. There we go. Call away.
I'll be there to say. Too old.
Meow, oh, Callum, meow. Can we do this every day?
So it's 2-2. Here we go. So this is for the final point for the bragging rights of the Meow Championships. Don't forget, meow to buzz in. Question five, here we go.
Nobody look at me. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow. Go on.
Fifth Harmony, Work From Home.
No!
Let's find out if you're correct.
No!
Meow, 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 meow,
meow. That's good, Em.
Oh, that's so fun.
So, apologies if you listen to Spin throughout the day and you'll just be meowing along to music. Forget about karaoke. It's all about meowing.
I love it.
Can
I'm
we
obsessed.
Do it next week with Ruffs?
Do it when Ashling's back as well.
And then can we do it with Nays?
Well, I've got to find a YouTube account because I'm not making these.
And
I'm not that clever.
Tweets.
Meow along to this.
Recharged. For now, welcome to One More Tune. Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we go head-to-head and all of us want the opportunity to launch the weekend on Spin with a song that we love. You might love them, you might hate them, you get behind the song you really want to hear in full by messaging Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. But added pressure this week going into a bank holiday weekend as well. You want to get the tone right.
Yeah, but also, I have won the last 2 weeks in a row.
I'm going for the hat-trick
and I think I've chosen a song that's really going to get the hat-trick.
Okay. Aisling might be away in Mexico, but she has, of course, left us her One More Tune choice. This week, though, I have gone for this. God's plan. God's plan. I hold back sometimes I won't. I feel good sometimes I don't. In or around 2017, 2018, it's hard to believe it's that old. It feels like it was released 2 years ago, but it's been a while. Drake and God's Plan, that is Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
I've gone insanely left of field and I've gone for this.
That is old
school Ali and AJ, but they re-recorded it only recently, so I'm allowed to play it. It's the potential breakup song. Absolute banger. You wanted to kick off the long bank holiday weekend? It's Dave in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
Class. Okay, Aisling might be away, but she's left us this.
Hello from Mexico.
Hey.
I have gone for this. You're beautiful.
Oh. Of course. You're beautiful.
Would you look at that, another James Blunt song on One More Tune. What crazy times we're living in. If you would like to hear You're Beautiful in full, and you know you would, it is Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. It would really wreck the other's heads.
I think you're both getting away with murder here. Both of you getting the old school tracks on the show.
Re-recorded.
Right, okay. I've gone for Drake and God's Plan. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Ali and AJ, the potential breakup song. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And Aisling, for a third week running, is backing James Blunt because he's re-releasing his first album. It's You're Beautiful. What are you going for? Emma, Dave or Aisling, 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ash might be away this week, so clearly no reason to do worst bits of the week. Yeah. It's always her messing up, isn't it?
It was deadly.
Producer Callum, what's going on?
What a week it's been. There's a 200k cash machine that'll be paid out this afternoon.
Ooh.
My girlfriend Jess's birthday today.
Ooh.
Happy 30th to her. And it's the long, spooky bank holiday weekend.
Ooh.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And it's not been a great week for poor old Emma.
Ah, Junior.
Coming down with a bit of the sickness.
Mm.
She even dropped a swear.
Oh,
I'm on
the swear. Do you think you know?
Your answer? I'm just fucking notion. Excuse me. Sorry. Something.
Honestly, I didn't even know what to do. I just had to laugh. I was
losing my mind. I was like, did I just curse on the radio? Sorry, I'm going to blame the illness.
And the Marge Simpson in the room.
Yeah.
Give me a homie there just before.
Homie? Hey, homie. I apologise again for that, guys.
That's okay.
What's really that? Bad. What's that famous saying about doctors and apples? I'm not too sure.
A doctor a day. Or an apple away. A doctor a day keeps the apple away.
A doctor a day.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling great this week either.
Yeah.
A doctor away keeps the apple a day.
A day, yeah.
Who knows?
Something like that.
Listener Claire was showing off that she gets a new car every 6 months, and I think we're all very close to kicking off.
Including Claire.
Sorry, but I'm one of them who sit in the brand new car. I get a new car every 6 months, so it costs me zero. And anything that happens, I just order my new one, collect my new one.
Claire, you're barred. Sick of her.
Like, I mean, you were stunned to speak.
I just couldn't believe Claire.
I was weak enough this week without hearing that kind of information.
And finally, here's a mega mix of lots of cats singing popular songs.
Hey. I'd say people listening to the show would much prefer to hear those meows than my voice right now, to be honest with you.
I have been producer Callum, and they have been the very worst bits of this week.
Thank you very much, Callum. Okay, quick recap on One More Tune. You're picking the song that's going to close the show and launch the bank holiday weekend. I've gone for Drake and a solid number one tune from him, God's Plan.
I've gone for a shocking Ali and AJ and potential breakup song. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Ashling's on her holidays, but she's on her James Blunt streak. She's gone for James Blunt and You're Beautiful. Last chance to vote. It's Emma, Dave or Ashling to 087-711-1038. Callum.
I don't know why Ash is doing this because it won once.
Yeah, I know.
And then it's kind of not going anywhere
she's
else.
Really sticking to her guns on this. Last chance to vote.
Wouldn't be like her.
In the meantime, speaking of tunes, time to get the results of our One More Tune on the show. Callum.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma, you went for Drake, God's Plan. Dave, you went for Ali and AJ, potential breakup song. Woo! Ash went for James Blunt, You're Beautiful. Emma, you came dead last this week.
No.
With
a paltry 9% of the vote.
I feel too ill to care.
It was very close between Dave and Ash.
Ashley
got 47% of the vote. Dave, you got... Dave, you got 47% of the vote. Ashley got 44% of the vote, which means, Dave, you're the winner. I messed up the results, but Dave won with
47%. This is unreal. I've never thought we'd be able to play this on the radio. This
Ali
is so good.
Ali and AJ, absolute banger.
Turn this
potential
up.
Breakup spot. Have a good weekend.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.